Hi, I'm Richard Lang, and these are my friends, Philip and Wendy.
Hello.
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 And we're going to chat about seeing and how you came to seeing and some responses to it.
We'd like to do that. That's fine.
Great. Yeah. So where did it start?
For me, it started really for me. We became interested in Indian teachings. We came across a book about Ramana Maharshi. And my brother, yes.
This is back in the 60s.
Back in the late 60s. Mm. Okay, so we went to Ramana Maharshi's ashram in South India. And it was there that an Indian man there told me about this extraordinary Englishman, Douglas Harding. And he said, well, when you go back home, make sure that you pay him a visit. So I wasted no time. When I arrived home, I phoned Douglas up and he invited me straight away up to Nacton, near Norwich. And I spent...
Near Ipswich.
Near Ipswich, I beg your pardon. And we spent about 3 days together. And he shared with me from the very moment go, he shared with me the essential insight that for myself, I did not have a face. This was what he told me. He said, can you not see it? And I did see it. Mm. I saw it.
And what was your response, Philip?
Well, initially, I just felt, I felt the plain simplicity of this experience of having no face for myself. Mm. But I spent 3 days in his company and his atmosphere was very potent, very powerful. And as time went on, the experience of having no head, it sort of deepened and became more profound. Mm. So it really had a very big impact. Mm. It got to the stage where I was convinced that I was totally free. But it was too much, really. And Douglas felt impelled to call the doctor. Because what happened was, in this freedom, I'd lost touch with my social self, you know? I had, somehow, I was out there in the boundless space, and I'd lost touch with my personal self. Mm. And the two needed to be brought together. Mm. And the only way this could be done, well, initially they took me to hospital and gave me some sedatives to calm me down, you know. Mm. And then Douglas came and collected me the next day. Mm. And he said to me, in all seriousness, he said, I take full responsibility for this. And, you know, you can trust me. But if you have any of these difficulties, I will take you through them. Mm. And so that's how it happened initially. It was an explosive experience for me personally. Not for everybody, but for me.
And then what happened? Because this is sometime before you met each other.
This is, I would guess, 9 years before I met Wendy. Mm-hmm. I continued to see Douglas for a few years, on and off. But there did come a point when Douglas wrote me a letter, because I was seeing another teacher at the time, and he said to me, you know, I think you're going to need to choose what path you should follow, whether you follow a more devotional, traditional Hindu path of meditation, or whether you go along my line. And at that time, I suppose I felt uncertainty after all that had happened, and so I chose to go with the other teacher. And so we lost touch for a while. Mm. Then I went into various teachings. I was working at Watkins Bookshop in London, which specialises in comparative religion, all sorts of different teachings. And it was there, when I was serving in Watkins, that Wendy walked in as a customer, and I served her. And then a few months later, there was some meetings in London which I attended, given by an Indian doctor who was a yogi called Dr. Kaushik, who some people will have heard of. Mm. And Wendy and her parents were at the meeting, so we met at that point.
And did you talk about headlessness, or were you not really...
Well,
not
going along that road at all.
No. We certainly talked about spiritual things. We talked about Krishnamurti a lot because Wendy
that was
seen
what I'd first her got into.
And then as we got to know one another, I shared with her some of my experiences on my spiritual path, which included, of course, the encounter with Douglas. I told her all about Douglas.
Mm,
but you felt a bit uneasy about
it,
didn't you?
I don't think you shared the exercises at that point.
No.
No, it was after we got married.
Later on.
But for your part, you felt that it wasn't really an appropriate path for me, didn't you? Felt it was too powerful.
Yes, anything that was too
strong.
We felt, well, because it would, well, I didn't know that at first. It was only after I'd been married 6 months when the first time.
What happened to me was, after meeting Douglas, it was like I became sensitized.
Mm.
So if I was in a spiritual environment, I went on a retreat of some sort, not necessarily this teaching, but maybe a Buddhist teaching or some other teaching. After 3 or 4 days, the experience that I had with Douglas, this boundless openness, where I was divorced from my social self, my normal personality, this would happen again in an explosive way. It would come to the fore again.
Yes.
And in that state, I couldn't relate to my normal social self, and therefore I wasn't able to function in the world as a person. Mm.
And I had to take care.
And she
of
had to take care of this this person who wasn't
this,
able to function.
And who wasn't the person I knew.
Yeah. Wasn't the person I knew because I wasn't in command of. You know, when you cross that threshold into a totally boundless condition, and you lost touch with your normal social self, you weren't responsible for your actions, and you needed to be sedated.
Yes,
on occasions.
Had to.
So what happened next? How did you come through this? And you're obviously both of you open to seeing to headlessness now. What was the journey from there to here?
Well, for me, I have to say what came next to me. But 6 years ago, some turning point in my life where Douglas's teaching came home to me fully, and this essential insight came to me that I am already that for which I'm searching, that I am already this unified consciousness, that I'm not other than that, and therefore the search ended at this point. There was no need for how could I search for myself? I am already myself. So this fundamental experience that occurred in a flash, really, in a moment, this insight, I truly experienced this in a total way, not just with my mind and intellect, but throughout my whole being. I became, I suppose, unified, reunited with my own being. I'd already always been that way, but now I knew it. So after that experience, it was no longer possible for me to fall off the rails in the same way as before. So I was able to live the clarity, and at the same time I was simultaneously able to live my social self. And whatever experiences come now in daily life, and difficult experiences, of course, continue to come. Challenges, difficulties, problems in relationship, problems in your working environment, all these things continue to come. But now there's a difference. I contain everything that passes through, and I'm not affected.
Yeah.
Of course, I feel it, but I'm not affected in the same way.
And did headlessness play a part in that, or?
I never forgot this fundamental insight of headlessness, but I don't have a face, but I'm open for the world.
Yeah.
You know, but I had, for some years in between, I'd shied away from going there because I felt it was problematic for me if I went there too much. And so
What a blessing that you've arrived at the place where you can hold both.
Now I can hold both. And all the teachings I've absorbed, the different types of teachings, they all now come together in one. So I can now see how everything, you know, one is already that, but one needs to know it. And Douglas's insights continue to help me to stay where I already am.
Home.
That's it, really. And Wendy, for you also it's changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I still feel I'm working with the difficulties of stuff that comes up from my past and our shared past.
But, what about the headlessness? Does that... is that a part of your life, as it were, too, with Philip?
Yeah, I think it is now, yes.
Face-to-no-face?
Yes, yes.
How can we avoid that, face-to-no-face?
Mm,
yes. It's an extraordinary... there's an extraordinary obviousness about this fundamental insight that Douglas shared with people. And it has the power to dissolve problems if you pay attention to the bare facts, you know, to see yourself as you really are instead of what you think you are. And also, it also links very strongly with the teachings of Ramana Maharshi, which was the original teaching to which I was drawn, which is who am I, you know, what is this that is here, what exactly is it that is here, who am I?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes. Face to no face. Being home.
Being home, where we always have been.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay.